All right, so last week we, or last Hura, I should say, we saw the Gemara. The Gemara says that in a case where somebody is Zorei Chetz, and the person had it, the person who was thrown towards had a shield in front of him, so the Misalik Atris, somebody else comes along, or even the Zorei himself comes along and is Misalik Atris, so he's Pater Meretzicha. And this served, this din served as a one of the major proofs, one of the major illustrations, according to Rishon, that advocated the notion that there's a discrepancy between Ritzicha and Garmi and Nezikin, and in Nezikin you have a Chiv Garmi, but in Ritzicha you don't. So this is one of the their major proofs for that. And in particular, the Ran and the Meiri, they both use this, point to this Gemara as a proof. And what they're, and the idea is that Rishonim all assume that this case of Siluk Atris is exactly equivalent to the case in the Gemara Bava Kamma and Daf Chafav of Siluk Akarim. And although the Gemara there says Pater, but the Rambam and the Rif and the Ran, the Shita of the Ran here is of this opinion himself, and the Meiri who isn't, but he's noting just the Rambam is, they all held that when the Gemara says Pater, that's only because it's Rabba. Rabba, we know, doesn't hold of Garmi. But if you hold of Garmi, so this case is a case of Garmi, which is something we've discussed, why this would be Garmi, why not. But this case is Garmi, and therefore you're Chayav Benezek in that case. So you see, you have the Gemara, here it says that there's Siluk Tris. The case of Garmi, this precise case of Garmi, which Rishon explained, are Chayav and Bava Kamma, in the Gemara here says explicitly, you're Pater Ritzicha. The answer is, because there's a discrepancy, there's a difference, Ritzicha, while in Ezekim, we're Mechayav, Midin Garmi, Ritzicha requires Maisa be a dying. Right? That's the Ran and the Meiri. The Ran acknowledges, he says, now, what the truth of the matter is, I know. You have this Ran? Because we didn't have it last time. Do you have it now? Did anybody see the Ran? You saw the Ran. Akira, did you not? The Ran on Ayin Zayin Mem Beis.
No, I
haven't had a chance yet. Oh. So the Ran says, I know that the truth of the matter is, Tosfos and Bava Kamma, they say that this case is actually Pater, and it's a Grumma. And the truth is that that's the opinion of the Ravid, the Rush, the Rashba, and many others. And but what the Ran says is, okay, fine, so I don't have a proof from this sugya, that from the sugya of Tris, that there's a that Ritzicha requires Maisa be dying, whereas in Nezek, even though in Nezek you have the ability to Mechayev Shem Garmi, so this is not a proof for it, because in this case it's actually Grama Ba'alma anyway. But, nonetheless, even if that's true, it's just the proof that's gone, but the Chalukah hi Amitit, right? Do you have that line over there?
Yeah, it says Zel Pish Azref.
Well, the start, yeah, start from the just where he unveils as he sowed.
Okay.
The case that he's coming, that he's referring to, is actually not our case. It's a different case, but which we'll get back to later on. Not this couple in a few, but go ahead. So he brings a number of cases. This one is one of them, yeah. This is not the sugi that we've gone to yet.
Then he brings the raya.
But, yeah.
They brings the raya from the raya from Okama.
Yeah, that's what I used to read that.
Yeah,
so he says, how do I know that this is true, that in Ladamos, that in this case you can do with Garmi? In the case of Nezek, you can be Chayav for Garmi, but in the case of Ritzicha, you won't be. You need what he calls Poa Mamish. What's the Varay Ladavar, yeah? That's the Zorek, okay, it's a separate topic we'll get to afterwards. Right.
Right.
Right. So he says you need to have a Maaser Ritzicha, the Haraya, the Sugya, which is really, that's precisely what the Rif and the Rambam say in the Gemara and Bava Kamma, is chayim din garmit. Then he says,
as he says, that'll teach you this. Arif, Rambam, Avobatosvos, Poskin, Dafil, Romanos, Pater, Kahi, Deraba.
Okay, fine. So Maharaya is no good, but yeah. Okay, he says, but even so, you know, the principle is true. This just not isn't a case. But the truth of the matter is that others who clearly, in order to say this, you have to disagree and hold that it is grama. But others who do that, which is again all the Balei Tosfos, the Rush, the Ravid, Rashba, Moser Shonim, they disagree that this is a case of garmi. They think this is grama ba'alma. This is that case in the Gemara of Kama's Pater Mishum Grama L'Halacha. But they don't just disagree with the Raya, they actually disagree with the whole Yisod. They think, they disagree, or they seem to disagree, that they hold that Garmi is Chai V'Yertzicha, right? We saw Rabbi Nadavid is explicit. He thinks that that's agreed upon both by Rav Acha and Ravina, that Ritzicha is Chai, that Garmi is Chai V'Yertzicha, and the only question that they're arguing over is whether or not that Chiv is also true of Nezek. Now, so they are arguing about Din the Garmi B'Nezek, but they both agree that Chiv, that there's Garmi and Ritzicha. So either way, whether or not Rabbi Nadavid passes halacha, I mean, we assume Rabbi Nadavid passes halacha that Garmi is chayiv b'nezikin, so we pass in like Ravina according to him. But nonetheless, even according to Ravina, you have a chiv Garmi b'ritzicha. In fact, that's the makor of Obeeva. The Rush is implicit, right? The Rush here thinks that mitzamtem is Garmi, and in Gittin he uses mitzamtem as a raya to illustrate the parameters of the chiv ritzicha. Of the chiv ritzicha, and he proves from it that proves from mitzamtem you can be chayiv ritzicha even with a contribution from a koach acher, right? The case that he was discussing was the case where the Ravid thought you have a p'tur ritzicha b'mezid, the case of shachat shnayim v'ruach b'balto. So he says even if it's true ruach b'balto, not that we're not choshishim like the Tosas held, not choshishim. Even if it's true that we know the ruach b'balto, you're still chayiv. After all, mitzamtem, you can be chayiv, right? And the point seems to be that mitzamtem is not an aberration. So given that we know here he held mitzamtem is garmi. And that it's apparently uses as a raya for cases beyond mitzamtem, so it apparently appears that it's garmi and it's not an aberration. So what emerges from the rush is that garmi seems to be chayav v'ritzicha. And Tosfos here as well, who actually assume that you need less to be chayav in ritzicha, goes in the other direction than to be chayav in nezek, based on his assumption that we pass on like Rav Acha and assuming mitzamtem is not an aberration. Okay. But either way, at the very least, it's certainly not the case that there's this discrepancy that Ritzicha requires a Maisa B'Yadayim, whereas in Nezikin you can do Garmi. So now, what I want to do is analyze these two sides, whether Garmi is Chayav Ritzicha. I want to turn attention to that question. So the side that holds that Garmi is Pater Ritzicha affirms two propositions. First, that, like we said, Ritzicha requires a Maisa Hariga B'Yadayim. And second, that Garmi is not a Maisa Hariga B'Yadayim. Right? Now, the tzad that holds that you're chayav for Garmi and Ritzicha, so you can say one of two things. We can understand him one of two ways. We could understand him that he holds, and he thinks, that the Chayav Ritzicha does not require a Maisa Hariga B'Yadayim. The direct causation of somebody's death is sufficient. And presumably, right, and if this is the case, so then what the Machlokas seems to boil down to is the question of what's essentially Mechayiv B'Ritzicha. Is it the Totsah of the Ibud Nefesh? Not a performance of a particular kind of act, but rather it's the very fact that you bear responsibility for Ibud Nefesh. If you're responsible, directly responsible for the loss of life, so then that's Mechayiv. Whether or not the method through which you achieve that was a Maisa, was what we would describe a Chol Torah Kula as a Maisa B'Yadayim or not. Or what we would describe as a Maisa B'Ritzicha B'Yadayim. The other daya then, right, those who hold that you need a Maaser B'Yadayim, would presumably argue that, no, what is Mechayiv you is a certain kind of act. An act of Hariga B'Yadayim. Perhaps, what?
That obviously has a tenet that it actually killed.
Oh, so perhaps the best illustration of that, of this approach, is the Havamina, the potential Havamina that comes up in the next daf, on the Gemara, in the Gemara on daf Ayin Chesem and Beis, where the Gemara says the following. The Gemara is discussing the din of somebody who suffers a blow and does not immediately die, but rather is on his sort of deathbed or seriously ill. And so, right, the pasuk says, "V'chiyurvun Hashem hika ishes re'eyu be'evin o be'egro v'lo yamus v'nafal lemishka im yakum esalech ba'aret amish anto v'nika hamake rashi toitin v'rapa yurabi." So the pasuk says, "Im yakum esalech v'nika hamake." So the Gemara cites machlokes Amoraim about what's going on in this pasuk, but it assumes that according to Rabbi Nechemi, we would say the following: So Bishlam Rabbi Nechemya, again, I don't want to get into the question there, that's something we'll come to, but he says, Bishlam Rabbi Nechemya, Hainu Dechsivi, Treum Denechad, Amdu, Lemisa, Vechaya, right, that the Pasuk is telling us, that the Pasuk is necessary to tell us two things. One is, Imamdu, Lemisa, Vechaya, that what? Rashi. Delo Tema, this is Rashi. Hoil V'yatzami Bezin Chayav, Nikatle, Dehad Dehadr Chaya, Chasr Chmanalea, Lahachi Asa, V'lo Yamas. Klamar, V'hika Ish, V'lo Yamas, Kimashamdu, El Enafel Mishkov, rather Shepta Yitain. So Rashi interprets this Gemara Kipshuto, that what was the Havin in the Gemara there? For Rabbi Nechemya, that if Amdu L'misa V'chaya, so I really could have thought, if you didn't have the Pasuk of Nikah Maket, what could I have thought? I could have thought that if somebody is Amdu L'misa and he ends up living, nonetheless you're going to be Chayav Misa. So Tosas didn't think that was possible. He says, that's not the Chiddush, that's not the what the Drush is teaching. The Lav L'Potra of Misa Yitzrich, the Kamrin Leil, the Kisaka Daitach, Shazem Mahalich, Vizin Neherag, which the Gemara had mentioned before, now according to Rashi in the Ramah. Ramah actually, so it cites both opinions here, but according to the Rashi in that first day in the Ramah, that's only one day in the Gemara that holds that we needed a pasuk for this. I'm sorry, that you didn't need a pasuk to tell us this. But according to the second day, you do. So according to what Gemara and Ayin Chesman Beis, what emerges is, if not for these particular drasha of Nika Hamake, I would have said that if I'm dual a Misa, so you're going to be Chayev Misa regardless of whether or not he ends up living. Right? Now that clearly assumes, that Havamina assumes two things. First of all, that what's Mechayev you is not the result that a person has died, the Iwud Nefesh, but rather the performance of an act of Ariga, and two, that an act that was determined to be fatal is defined halakhically as a Maisa Ariga, even if in fact it doesn't end up killing the victim. Now the Maskana obviously could be one of two. It could be that when we say V'nika Makeh, so what we're saying is that, you know what, the Tetzah is what's Mechayev. It's Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. If there's still a Nefesh, if I haven't actually caused the Nefesh to die, so maybe I did it Maisa Riga Biadayim, but Lamaisa, he's still living, so you're not going to be Chayav Ritzicha. Or perhaps the Maisa, what the Gemara is saying is, the Maisa is Mechayev. It's just that, by definition, an act that doesn't befall, kill him, is not a Maisa Riga Biadayim. It was thought, it could have been a Maisa Riga Biadayim, it was thought to, but it turns out it wasn't. So that's probably the best illustration of that approach. And maybe that's the Machlokas, right? That the other day, the day that holds that Garmi is Chayav Ritzicha simply disagrees about this point, except it isn't the performance of a certain kind of heinous act. It's simply causing being responsible for death. That is what's Mechayev. Alternatively, those who are Mechayev Garmi Biritzicha concede that for the Chayav Ritzicha, mere causation isn't sufficient, no matter how direct it is. You require Maisa Ritzicha Bidayim. But rather they hold that in the case of Garmi, at least Lamanda Dain didn't the Garmi, that Garmi is considered a Maisa Bidayim. That's a Maisa Bidayim. That's what the basis for the Chiyuv is. So that brings us to a basic question that we can ask regarding Rabbi Meir, right, regarding Lamanda Dain Din of the Garmi. How do we understand the Chiyuv Lamanda Dain Din of the Garmi? One could understand that it's a separate track of Chiyuv Nezek. In other words, there's Adam Amazik through Maisa Bidayim, and then Rabbi Meir holds of Din the Garmi holds that in addition to Maisa Hezek Bidayim, you also have a track of causing Nezek. The person who causes Nezek is also Chayuv. Or, he also has only one track. It's only the track of Maisa Nezek Biadayim. But what Remeyo argues on the Rabbanan about is he thinks that Garmi is a Maisa Nezek Biadayim. Alright, so several discussions arise in Rishonim regarding the scope of the Chiyuv of Garmi, which might very well turn on this issue. The first one, did anybody see Makarvas that I sent out on this? Is that a Bracha Levatala to send out the Makarvas? I don't know.
Which one?
Last night I sent out... No, okay, bye. Yeah. I'm saying I should send it out, but not a bracha, because the bracha is on Ma'akev. I hear. The question, one question that emerges is whether or not Behema or Mamono Shagaram Hezek through Garmi, is whether or not you're going to be Chayav in such a case, right? Let's say, for instance, my animal, my shore, so instead of goring, it burns, somehow it manages to burn a shtar. Right, or you could make it do any other forms of garmi. Probably not so much Maradina Shachani or Mechayev Sazakai, or probably those cases you'd have trouble with. I mean, look, Kabbalah Sulum, who knows? But
like a trained dog.
A trained dog. Yeah, dog. I hear that. Probably Mar Mamon La Anasi, maybe you would have dogs. You know, maybe that you could have. But some of these cases are clearly applicable, and some of them it's hard to imagine such a mitzvah. Either way, the Rishon discussed this question of behema that is soref as shar. So the Ramban in the Kuntros discusses this question, and he initially thinks that there's no chiyuv, that behema is in chayiv, that you're not going to be chayiv in this case, and then he seems to conclude though that you are chayiv. So does anybody? Nobody actually saw it. Let me see if I can find it quickly. So he says, "Havale gramas mono." He's talking about a certain case. Gramas mono, mono hagorim hezek imeno masik mamish putter. So that's his initial assumption. Then later on, he comes to the conclusion that, you know what, he thinks that that's not actually true. That you probably are chayiv. Anybody want to find it? Right. Right. Okay, so a certain case where you're not going to be chayiv, but in fact, if you were to do so, if the behemoth would be so refes, then you would be chayiv, right? So he says that his own conclusion, it's a question that others discussed, his own conclusion is that you'd be chayiv. The Ra'ah, cited in Nuki Yosef, says explicitly that there's no chiyuv in such a case. His formulation is interesting. He says, this is in Chaf Alef and Daf Harif, that... Anybody? No?
Yeah,
I see.
Yeah.
Right.
Shazay, you know.
Okay, the case there. Okay, again. Right. So he says that in this case, the Torah only is mechayev the behema for the ma'aseh hezek that he did. If you want to start being mechayev for garmi, well, that's a whole different ballgame. That's a different track. That's hechsher in this case. It's not ma'aseh. So clearly, this is what emerges from the ra'ah. It isn't the ma'aseh. Well, just say what emerges from him is clearly that you're putter in this case. Now, what's the basis for this? Why would you say one or the other? So I think you can understand very clearly that it relates to this question. If we understand that it isn't that l'manda dan gin de garmi is just ma'aseh b'dayim, it's other gamazik b'dayim, but rather it's a separate track of causation, so then it makes a lot of sense to say that regarding behemah, you'll be putter. That's what the Ra'ah sounds like. Me'ech tesi, you're chayev for niskei behemah, but who says that you're chayev for this separate track of gorim from the behemah? If it's a ma'aseh b'dayim, the manda dan gin de garmi holds that the Adam Amazik is chayiv for Maisa B'Dayim alone. Elamai, he holds that Garmi is also a Maisa B'Dayim, so then it makes sense to say that you will be chayiv midin nizke mamun, midin mamun shehizik. Now, this isn't mukhar, however, this latter point in particular. When we say that Mandamar was mechayiv holds it just a Maisa B'Dayim, so that doesn't necessarily mean, and this is sort of what I was discussing with what I mentioned to you last time, in a different context. When you say that, halachically speaking, this is considered to be, you know, this category, that doesn't necessarily mean that the difference doesn't even register in the eyes of halacha. It could very well be that halacha recognizes the difference between, let's say, the phenomenon that we can call the classic ma'isa bidayim and the phenomenon designated as garmi, which, according to this, halacha considers to also be in the category, qualify as a ma'isa bidayim, but nonetheless, we do recognize that there is a different mitzias here. One case, for instance, you don't have physical contact, let's say.
Question was about
soul, kamalava, and right. So if we assume that this is the case, that even if one acknowledges that it is a ma'aseh b'dayim, that doesn't mean that we were completely oblivious to the distinction in terms of the metzias. So if we assume that it's the case, then it's possible that the garmi type activity only qualifies as a ma'aseh b'dayim given certain conditions. And what we'll say in this case is very simple, which is that you can have a ma'aseh nezek b'dayim despite the lack of a physical contact, let's say. Just take that as a differentiating point between Ma'aseh B'Dayim and Gram, despite the lack of physical contact with the Chefetz and Nizok, but only by virtue of the acts being performed by a Bardas, an agent who can and does assert control over his surroundings and wields them towards his purpose. So a Bardas can project his agency upon something in a way that doesn't involve crude physical contact. And that, therefore, is a Ma'aseh B'Dayim. But that isn't true of a Behema. Garmi for Behema is not a Ma'aseh B'Dayim. The Tosos and Bavakama and Gimel discuss the following din. I don't know if I mentioned this halacha before. The Gemara there says that a shor should dachaf the boar. So, in that case, did I discuss this? In that case, you're going to have a chiyuv split between the Baal HaShor and the Baal HaBor. Right? In the case of Shor Shadacha Adam Labor. So the Tosafos say that this is true only if we're discussing a Shor Shadacha. But if it's a Bardas Shadochev, then not. Then the Baal HaBor is not chayiv. Then it's going to be completely upon the shoulders of the Baal of the Bardas who's Dochev, the Adam HaMazik. An idea seems to be, although those of Rinatam in Bava Kamma there take it differently, but just from our Tosafos it sounds like, the idea is that a Bar Das can assert his control and project authorship over an environment in a way that a Behemoth cannot. So in that case, with the Bar Das, you view the boar as a tool in his hands. I'm using the Plony's boar in order to damage. Behemoth doesn't have that sort of capacity. We don't project him as using the boar as a tool. Rather, it's a contributor to the damage, and therefore the Nezek is split between them. So that's just an example of the idea that a bardas is able to project his mastery and control upon his environment in a way that a behemoth can't. And perhaps the nafka mina is that even if you say that garmi is defined as a maisa b'yadayim, chai mishum maisa b'yadayim, you're still going to argue that a behemoth's garmi is not a maisa b'yadayim. Right? So even though l'man d'doin din d'garmi, garmi is just a maisa b'yadayim, it's still different. If it's a behemoth, the garmi is not going to be chai. Now, the Rabban himself is Mesupuk, as you saw. He's not sure, at least initially, he thinks that it's possible that you'd be Pater. So, two ways to understand the Suffolk of the Rabban. He could be Mesupuk about Garmi, whether or not it's a separate track, in which case you would say only the person's Garmi is Chayev, but who says that a Behemoth's Garmi is Chayev? Only Chayev for the Maisa Behemoth. Or, and I think it's more likely, he was convinced it's a Maisa B'Daim either way, and the reason I say that is because we'll see in a minute. But what he was unsure about was whether or not it's considered Maisa B'Yadayim only in the context of a Bar Das or not. Okay, so that's one issue, the issue of a Behema. Another question is the question of Gorim to Gorim. Let's say you have, let's just make up a case, let's say Siluk Tris, which leads to the destruction of a star. Right? It's a simple case of Garmi to Garmi. So the Ravid in Bava Kamma, Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Beis, I don't think I said this, but cited also in the Sefer Trumos, which I do think I sent, in Shar Nun Aleph Chilek Vavos Ches, holds that Gorim de Gorim is Pater. That Garmi de Garmi is Pater, even Lamad de Dodin de Garmi. And he gets that from a Sugyan Shvuos. Mar does say that Gorim de Gorim is Pater, and he thinks that that's referring to Garmi. The Ramban, in his Kudrus, discusses this, and his Mechayiv actually has a funny line. He says that the sugya there has nothing whatsoever to do with Garmi. Whoever thinks it has something to do with Garmi is Chayiv Mishum Kilayim. Just a humorous line. I don't think he's actually saying Chayiv Mishum Kilayim. Now, the issue, it happens to be that it's an important discussion that's taking place there. It's part of a larger issue, which we haven't really touched upon because it's not really so relevant for us, but whether or not Man D'Don Dina de Garmi is ever Mechayiv in cases of Hefseid, that if you were to do it, Aide Maisa Hezek B'Yadayim, you wouldn't have a Chiyuv. So the Ramban thinks, no, he isn't Mechayiv for Hefseid Mamon in cases where the Nezek is not recognized as Nezek according to everybody else, whereas according to the Ravid, that isn't true. They relate, that impacts upon how you view Hezek Shani Nikar, for instance. Is that in any way relevant to the discussion of Din D'Garmi according to the Ramban? No. Hezek Shani Nikar, even if you were to do it by Yadayim, it wouldn't be Chayav L'Rabbanon, so you're not going to be Chayav L'Rimeir meeting Garmi, whereas the Ravid doesn't think that's true. Ravid thinks that Hezek Shani Nikar is Bechal. Okay, that's an important discussion, but not so much for us. What's important for us is the issue of Gorim to Gorim. Now, as far as the issue itself is concerned, we can understand that it relates to our question. If it's a separate track of direct causation, so then it makes a lot of sense to assume that you would be Pater, right? I understand that you're telling me Gorim is Chayiv. Meich Desi Gorim de Gorim. Where does that come from? But if it's a Maisa B'Yadayim, so then one can make the argument that Gorim de Gorim is no different than just Gorim. We're dealing here with a Maisa B'Yadayim, so just like if I were to be sorry for Shtar, if I were to be remove the tris so that a Chayitz would go through the Shtar, that's a Maisa Nesav B'Yadayim. That's sorry for Shtarasa. So Gorim de Gorim is Chayiv. Now, misvara again here, it is a mukrach, for the same reason we discussed before. Namely, it's possible to recognize the difference between the phenomena, and if that's true, the phenomena. And if that's true, so then one could have said that the cases of a garmi are only considered maisa b'yadayim if it's only one level of garmi, but if it's two removed, then already not. However, the Ramban here is one of the places where he does link it. In other words, he holds that garmi de garmi is chayiv, not just because he thinks that the sugya and shvuah has nothing to do with it, he thinks that it has to be chayiv, and the reason it has to be chayiv is because he uses lashon garim kose.
About garim de garim?
Yeah. Right, so now we're just saying that sugya has nothing to do with what we're discussing, with garmi. And then he says, as far as the issue is concerned, no, but it's to say the line before. Go to that. Yeah. So, what context does he make this claim that the Gorim is Chayev? What was the preceding line? The explanation for it?
Gorim Kamazik.
Sharia Gorim Kamazik. And he means that, I think, literally. Gorim is like Mazik, is Mazik Yedayim Lerabanan, Lerab Meir. So there's no difference if it's garmi or garmi de garmi. It's either way, you're sorry if shoras or shechavero, because garmi and kemazik. So what's the difference? Okay. So that's the second issue. Third, just to mention one final one, is the din of garmi bonus, right? We know that adam mazik is chayav bein bonus bein ratzon, petzatach petzah, the gemara learns bavakama, mishnah bavakama, the gemara bavakama. So the Ramban raises the question of whether or not you're also chayav for garmi bonus. And he insists that he's chayav onis, and that's actually, even just that line that you read, he already mentions that. He already slips that in. He returns to it later and makes a bigger point of it, but here he already tells you in that very line. Yeah, but read the whole line, right? Yeah. Right. So it's the same reasoning, namely, garim kemazik. So then, if the din of adam mazik is chayav bein bonis bein ratzon, so hu adin for garmi. Now again, here in particular, it would have been very easy to have said that even if it's a Maisa B'Dayim, but still, Garmi Ba'onis is not going to be a Maisa B'Dayim. And in fact, the Meiri sometimes even throws in, and so does the Ravid actually, throws in Kavan Al-Hazik as one of the defining features. We didn't really discuss that, because it's even the Meiri himself only, he drops it most of the time. But every now and then it gets thrown in there as a defining feature, differentiating between Garmi and Grama. And you can understand very well that the point is that it's considered to be, right, according to this, it's considered to be Maisa B'Dayim, but that's dafka if it's Bechavana. Then you can be viewed as projecting your authorship, your control over this arrangement, in a way that perhaps even makes it in Maisa B'Dayim, but that's dafka if there's Kavana. If there's no Kavana, if it's Be'onis, Kishkaga, Shal Yotzeh, Nei Ashalit, so that's not really a Maisa B'Dayim anymore. But the Ramban didn't think that. He thought it was Gorin Kamazik, Nefer Yerchayev, Be'im Be'onis, Be'im Bratz. Okay. So now we turn to the question of Ritzicha. In particular, analyzing the opinion that garmi is chayav ritzicha. So one understanding of this opinion was that, as we said, even merely causing death is chayav ritzicha, as long as you're responsible, right? The machayiv, what's machayiv is not a particular kind of activity, but simply causing or being responsible for death, and therefore even garmi is chayav ritzicha. And by the way, just note that this works particularly well with Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David, who seems to provide us a makor, he says that obeeva, mitzamtzim, that's exactly the makor for garmi beritzicha, and according to Ravina, it's actually the makor for garmi in general. So it makes particular sense that if you have a separate makor, that makor selling you is a separate track, namely, even causation is chayav in the context of beritzicha. But alternatively, perhaps they held, you do require maisa b'dayim, elamai, gorim keose, gorim kemazik, and gorim kerotzeach. It is a maisa b'dayim, laman didan dina garmi, and for that reason, you're chayav for garmi biritzicha. Now, I just want to note that even if one takes the Ramban's garm ka'osa very literally, which I think we should, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to go from translate from nezek to ritzicha for two different reasons. First, of course, it's always possible that you could have different standards for what's considered to be a maisa, so that's one possibility we'll have to consider. But more sharply, and second, I think it's possible that the equation that the Ramban makes, that it's only one track, but it's possible, I think, that maybe it goes the other way. In other words, maybe it's not that Gorim is Kemaisa B'Dayim. It's that in Nezikin, the only thing that's relevant is Gorim. In other words, maybe, according to Ramban, Osa Maisa is Chayav, qua is being Gorim, the Nezek. What's important about Maisa B'Dayim is that it's not that it's a Maisa B'Dayim, it's that you're responsible for the Nezek. As long as we can attribute Hefseh to you, you're going to be Chayav. In fact, the Ramban, we know, what was the Ramban Shita regarding Adam Mazik, but Ones, even Bones and Gemurim. which means that even if Ruach Shel Eliyahu comes and swings you out of your window and throws you into somebody's car, you're going to be chayev. It's not your fault, and you can hardly say that I did anything. I mean, I was just thrown by the wind. Nonetheless, you're going to be chayev. Why? Because the other person suffered nezek. And if in the end you're associated with it in a way that we can attribute it to you, so that's sufficient. So according to the Ramban, you might very well say that, you know what, Gorim Kosa, but not that Gorim is a Maisi B'Dayim, the Rebbe Meir, but rather the opposite. Maisi B'Dayim is only Chayav insofar as it's Gorim. So that if that were true, then you wouldn't necessarily be able to, even if it's not an issue of just different standards of Maisa, it's that in fact there's no claim that even within Ezekiel that it is a Maisi B'Dayim, it's just that Maisi B'Dayim is basically what the Ramban is saying, is not so significant, Maisi B'Dayim. You don't, Maisi B'Dayim is not really a relevant factor. What's important is just whether or not you're Gorim. So it's all one track, but the track of Gorim. So that's just a possibility. In any event, this brings us to the question which is an important question, which is both a possible nafka mina to this question, whether Garmi is Maisi B'Dayim or not, and also requires our attention anyway, just as a backdrop to the question of the din of Garmi Beretzicha, namely, what is the din of Garmi in other areas of Halacha? In other areas of Halacha, when there's a difference, where we find that we make a distinction between Maisa B'Yadayim on the one hand, and Grama on the other, so where does Garmi fall? What's the din of Garmi? And in general, I think it's fair to say that to the extent that Garmi is Maisa B'Yadayim, so it's more likely that you'll find that the Garmi in general has a din of Maisa B'Yadayim. Although it is in Mokrach, and we'll come back to that, but that's something that you might expect. To the extent that Garmi is Chayav in Nezek and possibly Ritzicha as a separate act of causation, so then it's not as likely. It'll depend on what's Mechayav in each particular area, but we would not be surprised if we find that Garmi in general, in cases where Maisa B'Dayim is relevant, Garmi is considered to be Grama. It's the same as the same din as Grama. Now, I should just point out also that most of this is only relevant if you hold that Garmi in Ezekin is really Megar Din, Minotaur. Which I think most of the Shonim seem to hold. Every now and then you get the Bali Tosos say otherwise. The Shach projects this as also others' opinion too, but it's not clear that's true.
Even as opposed to the Knas kind of approach?
Even if it's only Derabanan, it's probably also problematic. But especially if it's a Knas Derabanan, and especially if it's the, I mean, once you say it's a Derabanan, it's already probably loses force at this point. Yeah, so I'd say Lavdavka that it's a Knas, and Lavdavka that it's a Knas whose definition is just, you know, whatever is Matsui. Even if it's just Derabanan, then it's already going to be, then you probably have much less compelling reason to assume that this might be defined as Maisa B'Yadayim in other areas of Allah. All right, so what do we find? So let's see, go through some cases. So first issue is Chiyuv Dal Dvar, right? Torah is Mechayiv for Chavala, not just Nezek, but Sheves, Ripoy, Tsar, and Boshes as well. Right, that's the Chiyuv of Chavala, Shefta Yitim, Rapa Yerape, V'chul V'chule, Nezek Ayin Tachasayin. So that's in the case of Adam HaChovel, Adam HaMazik V'Yadayim. What happens if you're Mazik somebody, Ayedei Garmi? So are you going Mechayiv for Dal Dvarim there? So here, I'm assuming nobody saw the Makoros or brought the Makoros. Is that a fair assumption? Okay. So here in Shin Ches, Simon Shin Ches, the Tur quotes Siv Chesed, I believe. The Tur quotes the Ramah. He's discussing a case where you basically hired somebody to carry something for you, and then you added something onto it. Right? Or you hired them Stam, and you didn't specify that you wanted to add something on, and then you end up adding something on, and the guy ends up breaking his back, or something along those lines. So go ahead. So the din is your chayiv in that case. Go ahead. Right. I mean, you don't have to give in addition to being Nezek, you don't have to also pay him for the additional service. Yeah. Does he say the Ramah?
Yeah.
That was the
Ramah. Right. So he says, Arba Dvarim only Chayav for Hezek V'Yadayim. So the assumption of the Ksos, I don't remember in the Sigyas if this is Mukrach, the assumption of the Ksos is that the Chiyuv here is within Garmi. So what's the Ramah saying in this case, according to that?
But in Garmi, you're not Chayav
Dal Dvarim. Yeah, so you have the Ksos right there? And this is generally assumed to be the truth of the matter, which is that you aren't chayav for garmi bidal darim v'ayin haksos. That's what you generally find.
Haksos where?
Shinchas? Yeah, Shinchas. Sivkot and Beis, I think. Right. However, I think that this is actually not true for everybody. I think that the Ra'ah implies otherwise. Why do I say this? So the Gemara in Bava Kama Chavav discusses a number of different cases where he ended up causing a pebble to fly off of you. So the Gemara lists a series of dinim, and the question with regard to all of them, what's the din? So the Gemara says here, Amar Rabba Haisa Evan Munachas Lobacheko Lohikirba the Amad Vinafla. So basically you had a rock and you did not realize that it was on you. And it fell off of you. According to the girsa that we have, it's V'amad, the rock had a different girsa. Vinafla. So the Gemara says, Linin Izaki in your chayav, Linin Arba Dvarin Putter. Linin Chavas Machas Mashevas Sotor, Linin Gals Putter, Linin Evan Putka Vukhul Vukhule. Now why is it that you're putter? The Gemara is bringing this in a certain context. The Gemara's context is trying to prove that there's a difference between Nezek and Arba Dvarim as far as the level of Zadon that's required. In other words, we say Yerchayev Bein Bonus Bein Ratzon, and that's specifically for Nezek, but for Dal Dvarim, no, you're not. So the Gemara brings this din to illustrate it. Tavkiyon Shogi Kimezi Bonus Kiratzon, that's subject to Nezek, but when it comes to Dal Dvarim, you're going to be Putter in this case. So now, come to the so the story starts now with the Rashba. The Rashba in Torah's Abayis, in Sof, Simin, in Bayis Aleph, I think Shar Aleph at the end, he's discussing Shechita there. That's the topic. And he thinks that if I were... This is a question we'll actually come back to later, not in this context. The Rashi happens to bring this case as a raya for his contention, which is that if I have a sakin and I let it drop accidentally, I let it drop. So in that case, the Rashi says you're going to actually have a kasher Shechita. Okay? Why? So he brings the Gemara on Chavav Amud Beis in Bava Kama. It's clear he did not have the gears of Amud, so it's not clear that would have made a difference for him, but he had Evim Nachas Lobacheka, Velo Hikirba, Vinafla, so Lini Nizakin Chayev. So the Ra'ah in the Bedek Abayis says that's ridiculous. Anybody want to venture to read that, Ra'ah? Yeah. Now, by the way, I should just point out, the Rashba himself, he said, this is what I think Misvara, but I know the Tosos are Machmir on this question. It's actually a Tosos that comes up in our Sugya, our Perek also. I know, so I'm not going to be Matir, just as a general halachic point. He actually brings that up as his defense in the Mishmar Sabbath. But yeah, go ahead. What does the Ra'ah say? Right, so that's a Gemara in Chulin, Daf Lamed Aleph, right? That's how we know you need a Maisa for Shechita.
Right.
Is this the Rashba you're reading?
No, I think it's the Bedek Abayis.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
it's a separate raya. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Utmahani al-dvarezeh chacham, va'al-rayot, va'al-rayotzav, ma'in zuvi tilzu, gabi nizagin kolichad diyu garim chayim, va'adam mu'a lo'olam, gabi tfilas nida, nami manda amr dilu, va'idun kulun kavana kal, u'bala chulunim, v'kulu gandhi v'hanya. Who did that? Aval b'shchita, afal gav dilu boi v'chavana kal, afilu l'chaticha, tzvicha torah koach adam.
So what does he say? So he rejects the raya, but what does he say? Why is it? Why isn't this a good raya? No, not adamu alolam. Not only adamu alolam. I mean, that's not the issue. Adamu alolam.
It's called hichad ihu garem chayev.
Yeah. If you can be chayav for garmi in nizikin, so you don't need it. In other words, what's he saying? He's saying you don't need a ma'isa adam in nizikin. Even garim is chayav, so he can't prove to me from nezek. Now, it appears that the Ra assumed at least that it is plausible, or at least that one could read his gemara as being chayav midin garmi. That's what he's saying. Even garim is chayav. Now, if that's the case, and I actually looked this up. Where did I look it up? In the Mahadir, in the Motsadra Cook. Because I think the implication of that is, well, then apparently, all these other cases in the Gemara, and here we'll just mention Tashlumi Dadvarim, so fundamentally, Garmi is what? According to this. What is the Gemara? The Gemara is illustrating this to point out that you need Chavana for the other, for Dadvarim.
I see, so you need Kavana.
But if he had Kavana, then apparently, you'd be chayav. You know, the Rai is only good. This is only an illustration of the principle that you need kavana for dal dvarim if you assume that you wouldn't otherwise be putter. Namely, if you assume, according to the Ra'ah, apparently, that garmi is chayav for dal dvarim. So I checked out the Mahadir in the Masad Rukuk, and he says, Sarach Iyun on this Ra'ah, because, you know, garmi is putter for dal dvarim, but ayin ksos. But I think the Ra'ah disagreed with that. I think the Ra'ah thought that, in fact, there's a chiyuv for garmi in dal dvarim. Now, the Ramah's argument is twofold. Again,
the Ramah.
That garmi, he holds, is not a ma'aseh b'dayim, and he thinks that for dal dvarim you require ma'aseh b'dayim. Now, to disagree, you can argue on either, but it's pretty clear that the Ra'ah is arguing on the second point, namely, he doesn't believe that dal dvarim requires ma'aseh b'dayim. And I say that for two reasons. First of all, three reasons, I should say. First of all, the very fact is the context where he's bringing it up, he's trying to make a point against the Rashba that shechita, it isn't good. So it could very well be, and this is something that, as I was saying, it's this alone I wouldn't necessarily have concluded this, it could be that shechita might be different. It's not sufficient to have what you would generally consider to be a ma'isa adam for shechita. So it wouldn't be a proof. But given some other things we know from the Ra'ah, namely shorbor, right? His explanation of garmi behemto, which was that hechitesi should be that a behema is chayav for garmi. After all, a behema is only chayav for his maisa. Where do you find that he's chayav for something else like a hechsher niske, etc., etc.? So I think that's pretty compelling, and I think also from Ritzicha, which we'll get back to, because remember the Ra'ah is one of the opinion that you're not chayav for garim in Ritzicha. So I think in general you find that the Ra'ah seems to have assumed that it isn't a maisa b'dayim. So he just thinks that chavala. He argues on the second point of the Ramah, namely that dal dvarim requires a maisa b'dayim. And that, I think, is probably a machlokas about the nature and character of the chiyuv dal dvarim. To what extent it's simply, it's basically adam mazik. So there's adam mazik chafatzin, there's adam mazik adam. When you adam mazik adam, happens to be there are more dimensions to the nezek that you're responsible for, but it's just from the parsha of nezek, as opposed to understanding that it's from the parsha of rotzeach. You might say it's rotzeach minus. This already seems to be pretty clearly two competing explanations of what the makor is for the gemara, for the fact that we say ayin, it doesn't mean ayin mamash, it means mamon. I guess we'll take this up. The gemara Bava Kamma says that you have two options. You could learn it from the hekish makah behemah yishalmena. So ma hasa, you know, that just like makah behemah yishalmena shor tachashor, so that's what ayin tachas ayin means. That's one makor. And the other makor they say is lochsichu kofar lenefesh yotzeach hasher rasha lamas. The gemara says, oh, we can be daika. Lochsichu kofar lenefesh yotzeach hasher rasha lamas. But if he's only Asher Rasha Likach Rasha Yavarim, then in fact you can't take kofar. So Gemara says, why would I prefer one over the other? Gemara says, according to one day, the appropriate analog is Makib is Nezek, because it's just a form of Nezek. According to the other day, the appropriate analog is Ritzicha, done in Adam May Adam, not done in Adam May Nezek. So that seems to, it could very well be that there's machlokas there about the character, and this has broad implications for general Tashlumi Chavala, which isn't our topic. My point is only that could be at play here in terms of the Ra'ah versus the Ramah. The question is whether or not, in fact, we assume that you do require Ma'aseh B'dayim. The alternative, however, is to agree with the Ra'ah, but not based on his point. Rather, based on the point that Garmi is, in fact, a Ma'aseh B'dayim. So it would, in fact, work for Dal Dvarim. And we'll continue on next week. Maybe it'll work for Shechita, too. That's what we'll... actually, not just Shechita, but Galus, Shechita, and other things as well. Okay, so let's stop here. Okay?